This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome once again, folks, to What's On Your Mind, coming to you live and direct from Lake Region State College, Devils Lake, North Dakota. Senator Kevin Cramer has invited the director of the Fish and Wildlife Department to North Dakota. She is here, Senator Hovind, Ag Commissioner Goring, and others, around a U-shaped table. Because it's a round table, right, with a little bit of social distancing. And the director herself will be at the front of the table. We're going to have a conversation about easements and maps and the unthinkable way in which farmers have been treated by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in the past. These issues are getting the attention of the Secretary of Interior, Ryan Zinke, who has since been succeeded by David Barnhart. Been a guest of ours here on the program, and she, of course, heads up the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Department. I met her in Rapid City. She is young, energetic, just wicked smart, fascinating. But it's events like these that really showcase how, when you have, you know, an administration, in this case Donald Trump's administration, in a position to have a relationship and some influence from members of a congressional delegation like we have in North Dakota that are supporters, how you can really get things done. Because the problems that we're going to talk about today and that every farmer within the sound of my voice is aware of have been going on for a long time. In fact, these perpetual easements go back to the 70s. North Dakota since passed a law said there's no such thing as a perpetual easement. You got to go 50 years. So depending on when you start that clock, these are done already. Started in the early 70s, but over the last 50, 60 years, this battle over where are the maps, in other words, somebody from a previous generation sits down with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and they negotiate and decide, you know, okay, what's wetlands? What can you deal with, and what can I farm? Now, try to litigate that. They come back and say, no, we got X amount of acres, and it's on your land, and we'll take what we want. Oh, okay, well, who would sign up the middle of a field that's dry? No farmer would do that, but for the last 50, 60 years, basically, farmer loses most every time. Appeals process is rigged for them. They bleed out farmers through litigation, which I don't know what you think. I think whether you, whatever industry you're in, I mean, I go back to a conversation I had with somebody that makes a product that we like a lot in stores that is growing and growing and started in North Dakota. And because he was selling more and more of it, he went to a different level in the way of regulation of that particular product. And an inspector from the USDA came in and gave him a book. A big, thick book full of, here's the regulations you're going to have to graduate to now. And you got a year to do it. And he looked through them and he said, if I do half of these, I'm bankrupt. And he said, well, that's exactly what they're intended to do. And the agent was only half joking, but he said, hey, the big major companies that sell snacks don't want little guys in here. So they hire a team of lawyers, and they get the regulations just how they want them, and you see them and say they're ridiculous, and to sue, you go broke, and you're done. I don't think that's the founding fathers' version of America. Do you? At all. So that, to me, is the big issue here, and it's bigger than today because this is just one agency and one problem, and that is a good chunk of North Dakota wrestling with these easements and just trying to get back to something reasonable to say, you know, just the farmer and the agent sit down. Why are the maps arbitrary? You know, what you know, can we say here's where it is? Let's draw the line. Let's be done. Let's agree on it. But right now, that isn't happening. They've made some progress, but it's not happening. So we're going to bring you much of this roundtable today. We'll also talk a little bit about the Democratic Convention last night, but there wasn't much to talk about there. And bring you as much of this as we can. Any questions you have for any of the individuals? 701. Is that slow enough, Todd? 701-226. Yeah. This is for myself. 701-367-2054. I'll do one for Todd in a countdown. 3, 2, 1. What's your text number, Todd?
701. I was going real slow. 226-8503.
There you go. Let's pick up Senator Kevin Cramer as we begin here.
We have to keep the long game in mind. So thank you all for being here, and a very, very special thank you and welcome to Director Skipwith, who's been really wonderful to work with. I'm going to take just a little bit of time and sort of go through a little bit of history, because I think it's instructive every now and then to look in the rearview mirror to help, you know, inform us of where we are and where we hope to get, and to also to acknowledge some of the progress that's been made. But Aurelia, welcome to the prairies, to the potholes. She spent some time today out at the Nelson farm looking at real illustrations of reality on the ground, much like we did, Mike, at the Johansson farm with David Bernhardt, the Secretary of Interior. It's always helpful, I think, for people, for all of us, to see in real life the real illustrations rather than the maps. The maps are important. They're key to what we're talking about today. But it was a beautiful morning. We appreciate the Nelson's hospitality, including the caramel rolls. But that isn't why I went. It was great. And I want you all to know, before I go through a little bit of this history, just how attentive this administration has been to us. I know it seems like we're taking baby steps, but every step's in the right direction. Your stories help improve the direction, help improve the steps. But we have had an incredibly attentive Department of the Interior, really since the day Ryan Zinke stepped into the job. And I know Commissioner Goring and it was just reminiscing with me about that very, very first time that this issue came up, that we felt like we had somebody who was listening, and we told the stories. And you all, many of you will remember, you and about 120 of your closest friends first gathered. Well, at your shop, and we had the remember the town hall. And we brought Fish and Wildlife Service folks from Denver and the region. And it was as though they were hearing some of this stuff for the very first time. And at that time, we were still dealing with a very militarized Fish and Wildlife Service ground game. And it took some doing just to, you know, to disarm them in many respects. That was led to, of course, eventually the roundtable at Hope with Secretary Bernhardt, where he heard many of your stories and heard the mapping stories, heard the growing footprint stories, heard the enforcement challenges, the lack of appeals, the waiting you out, the enforcements that led to bankruptcies, hoping to wear you down, if not break you. And he listened. And he came up with a plan and a program. And I think one of the things, you're going to notice this from Aurelia for sure. And certainly we noticed it from Dave. I should say the director and the secretary. We're very casual out here. She's lived mostly in Indiana. She's familiar with normal people. She knows corn farmers really well, you guys. But when you talk about people like David Bernhardt and Aurelia Skipwith, we're not just talking about people who sought a title, who enjoyed the fruits of a successful election by having a great title or a good job. I'm talking about the brain trust here. We're talking about people who can get in the weeds with you. And that's what Secretary Bernhardt did that day in Hope. It's what led to some new plans, and we'll get into some of that. A new direction, new maps, a timeline that clearly got messed up by COVID-19. But even at that, in working with Aurelia and her shop, There was grace granted and an understanding that that the work that you all had to do and the work that, that their team had to do was disrupted, and you wouldn't be penalized for delays and whatnot. So I just want to say, before we get started, thank you for paying such close attention, for understanding in a sense that in a way I can't understand. I'm neither burdened or blessed by a law degree. So we need smart people. But then to not just take it as an intellectual exercise, but to come out here and actually see it and talk to people on the ground, that's where the rubber meets the road, and that's what we're all about. So thank you, Director Skipper, for being here.
Senator Kevin Cramer kind of setting the table, if you will, for the round table event. You like that time? I did that just for you. On What's on Your Mind Today. And we've had a lot of calls saying, are you going to keep this on the radio? We are. I know it's the kind of deal where it's difficult to get to Devil's Lake all across the state. So we're here for you, and we will be covering as much of this as we can on What's on Your Mind. More after this.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old, with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're in Devil's Lake today. What's on your mind? The round table underway right now at Lake Region State College. Roundtable with landowners and producers, with Fish and Wildlife Director Aurelia Skipwith, the director just about to speak here momentarily. special edition of the program today. We're going to take as much of this for you as we can. As the Fish and Wildlife Service now, this is the third meeting with high-level officials from Fish and Wildlife and Department of Interior. Now you have the actual director here dealing with an issue that is probably decades old, really. I mean, 50, 60 years worth of headaches on this issue related to maps and perpetual easements that were done not long ago and the appeal process and all of that. So looking forward to getting some answers today, and that'll be coming up on the program. So stick around for all that moments away. Also, I need to tell you that today would be a great day to buy a set of wheels and get yourself a really good deal from our friends at Buckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Listen to this. A 2016 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LTZ, V8 engine, LTZ package. Now get you the jet black, perforated leather, appointed seat trim, power everything, chrome everywhere, wireless phone charging, the whole works, trailering a package, including the integrated trailer brake controller, and a whole lot more. So it's on the lot now at $31,995. Now this one new. Again, a 2016 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LTZ V8 engine, LTZ package, gets you the jet black beauty. I mean, just waiting for you. And right now, if you're telling me you heard about it, on the radio, $30,855. So we got over $1,000 in savings from Pucklich, Valley City, 800-401-4352, or stop and see him at 721 West Main, Valley City, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Pucklich.com and PucklichValleyCity.com. All right, Director of Fish and Wildlife Service, just making her opening comments now at this roundtable in Devil's Lake. Let's go to this.
Concerns that there are. And this administration, President Trump, Secretary Bernhardt, have been committed to working with people. And it's making sure that we have that balance for working lands being working lands, and then also making sure that we have the mission at the Fish and Wildlife Service being accomplished at the same time. So it was good this morning to get out into the field and see everything firsthand. And since I started as director in January of this year, but I've been at the department since the beginning of this administration. And this administration has been committed to working with the people. So it is great for me to be here, to have this roundtable. Thank you for the invitation to attend the roundtable, but to hear from each and every one of you. That's why we're here. We're here to figure out how do we create those solutions. So we know that you guys know North Dakota is an agriculture powerhouse. My background is that I'm a biologist, and I worked at a large agriculture biotech company for several years. Then I became a lawyer when I figured out you might have the best science in the world to produce the greatest crops to feed the world. And then you go to other places and you figure out that you have rules and regulations that prevent you from using that science. Then you realize what good is the science that you have. So that's why I went to school and became a lawyer, and then worked at another agriculture business before joining the administration. So having that perspective is really helpful. And then also having these conversations with the senator about this, and then getting out into the field. And so besides my agricultural background by training, it's also by experience too. So my family's from Mississippi. So my father, my grandfather, he had his farm. He also had his hog farm, and he had his hunting hounds. So that runs in the family, and it's nice to be able to have that perspective too. And I do see a lot of similarities when it comes to the South, and when it comes to the Midwest. It's hardworking folks that we have here. And so as Director of the Fish and Wildlife Service, and also knowing that our secretary came out here as well to see it firsthand, we know that we have to work together to find out what that solution is. And that doesn't always mean that it's going to be a yes, but it always means that we are going to have that conversation to figure out what we can do. And that started early on when it came to how do we delineate what these wetland easements are. We heard that, and we responded. And so right now we have 3,000 maps completed, and by the end of September, it's going to be the 5,000. We are going to keep that commitment that we've made. We also know that there is a request on if we have these maps and if there's a problem, how do we deal with that? What is a due process that's in place? And we thought about that. We heard about it. And we created a process for that as well. And then COVID hit. And the vid has taken over everything. So in spite of that, we're still working. In spite of that, we're still hearing concerns. So we created another process to make sure that we were still responsive when people had appeals and needed to talk to people on the ground. And when it came to COVID, we wanted to make sure that people who had not received or who had received maps and maybe not known that they had them, we made phone calls. And we had a process in place to make those phone calls. And I called landowners myself. And we worked through it. And I asked them if they had received their maps. And I will say, I think the funniest comment that I heard was that it was quite scary that someone from Washington, D.C., from the Fish and Wildlife Service was calling them. But I didn't tell them who I was. But it goes to show that we're coming to meet at the table, and I'm committed, just like I'm committed to make those phone calls. We're committed to find a solution, and so I look forward to the roundtable. And once again, the president has made that commitment, and it's great to sit here next to Senator Kramer. He is passionate on this and continuing to work with you. I look forward to it, so thank you.
Thanks for those comments, and thank you for your attention. When she says she made phone calls, I mean she made phone calls. And what was really very encouraging when, as a member of Congress, I happened to chair the Fish, Wildlife, and Waters Subcommittee of the Environment and Public Works Committee, so I do have some rather direct jurisdiction here, but it's pretty encouraging when you get a phone call on your cell phone from the director saying, well, here's what's happening now. Because of the delay of COVID, we're actually initiating phone calls. And I think at one point it was 2,000 phone calls. And she called me. I mean, we made 2,000. I mean, it was like, wow. And so, again, but we know we're not there yet. We know.
That's why we're here, to hear more about this when we come back from the break. Hey, check your calendar. You know what, folks? We are today 27 days away from Big Iron. And the folks at High Plains Apache want to have you come on out and see all their incredible farm machinery, the latest technology, the top equipment, everything for your application needs. High Plains Apache has them. We'll see you then. Big Iron. Find out more at highplainsapache.com.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door to door, counting the 150,000 plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some postal union leaders are expressing skepticism at Postmaster General Louis DeJoy's statement yesterday, in which he said that all changes he's been making to the Postal Service, like moving mail processing equipment and blue collection boxes, are being suspended until after November's election. More than a dozen postal union leaders have told CNN that sorting machines have already been removed or taken out of service. at night two of the Democratic National Convention. Former Secretary of State John Kerry said President Trump has bankrupted everything he inherited from the Obama-Biden administration.
Our interests, our ideals, and our brave men and women in uniform can't afford four more years of Donald Trump.
Biden's running mate Kamala Harris will address the convention tonight, and Biden himself will accept the nomination tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer.
Why don't I tell you about my pillow? It's one of the fun things I do every day on the program. I love talking about products that work, make life better for you. Maybe take away a little ache or pain here or there. Maybe get you a better night's sleep, whatever it might be. And right now, the mattress topper is something I can't stop talking about, because as we head into fall, you might want to spruce up the bed with this mattress topper. It's going to be like a brand new, you know, very expensive mattress, but you're not going to pay much. And you're going to get two free My Pillows to boot. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. Promo code Scott. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. You can get that as well. And if you click on the radio listener specials, you'll see all the great deals from our buddy Mike Lindell. My Pillow. Back in Devil's Lake, Lake Region State College. We're here today because of the visit of a distinguished member of the Trump administration, the director of the Fish and Wildlife Service here, hearing some stories that are heart-wrenching, to tell you the truth. Her name is Aurelia Skipwith, by the way, and Senator Hoven, and I think Senator Hoven's coming. He's not here yet, but Senator Kramer and Doug Goring are visiting right now and just starting the conversations. First farmer up here is, I'll tell you that in a moment, but I suppose we should do a little bit, Todd, about what happened last night, huh, with the convention. Actually, Kevin planned this perfectly, because we could talk about real issues to fix with farmers rather than hear platitudes like we did last night, which I refuse to devote my time to something that is just pointless. I mean, there's nothing there that inspires you to vote for Joe Biden. Everything is about how horrible Donald Trump is. That's all they talk about. Do people vote for that? I guess that's sort of the Trump crowd. You know, we hear from a few of them every now and then. They just hate Trump no matter what. But my favorite of the whole night, honestly, was AOC. The congresswoman didn't even mention Joe Biden's name. Listen to this.
In a time when millions of people in the United States are looking for deep, systemic solutions to our crises of mass evictions, unemployment, and lack of health care, in el espíritu del pueblo and out of a love for all people, I hereby second the nomination of Senator Bernard Sanders of Vermont for President of the United States of America.
Yeah, okay. We knew she wanted Bernie.
Bernard?
Bernard. Yeah, that was her formal role there, but it's a little weird. Texter says, in 2 days of the DNC, I've not heard one plan or any talk about what their platform is, other than bashing our president. It's quite the snooze fest.
Right, that's been part of the problem all along, is like, lay out what you plan to do to make America. Oh, wait, I started to say make America great again.
Yeah, you know, what you're going to do to, you know.
Right, lay out your plan on what you're going to do.
Yeah, it's terrible. Anyway, that's why we're here today. It's not really, but it worked out just fine because we are dealing with real issues related to farmers and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife and maps and easements and a gentleman by the name of Ryan Peterson who said, I'm going to fight this, and I'm not going to even fight it with an attorney. I'm just going to fight it myself, as explaining his situation to Director Skipwith now. Let's pick this up.
He did. And said, well, in this slide year, this is the boundary. In this slide year, this is the boundary. And this is the agency's work, not mine, not a consultant. So if you go to the second page, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Mapping Acreage Calculation, so I grabbed one of the years that the agency had mapped, and I overlaid the satellites, and the blue is what they mapped that year. The blue is 34 acres. Their final map is only 23.77 acres. So now if you're a landowner that has an easement summary of 25 acres and they use the green, the final map of 23.77, every one of those small wetlands that did not show consistent signatures, did not show as the contract say standing water or marsh vegetation, but they have acres available to use, I use the term use up. But within their own mapping process, they mapped the year in 2012 that was 34 acres. Well, again, if the summary is say 25 acres, all of a sudden they need to remove some of these small wetlands per the manual. Now, this is not me doing this. This is how the agency lays out in the manual. But I believe, and I would ask Jane or Kale, who have worked with a lot of these, it's my understanding I am the only landowner that has ever gotten access to the working maps. I got those working maps, and I chose not to use my property. This is not my property, because if my property comes in front of you as an appeal, I didn't want to, you know, bring that in. I wanted a procedural conversation today. But I got those maps on a Thursday night. I had a call Monday with regional director. I will use the word begged to have a video conference on that call so that I could show. I have the software, so I could show on my computer, here's your maps, here's the satellite imagery. They would refuse to do a video conference. I asked if I could have congressional staff on that call so they can hear how that goes. I was told the only people I can have on the call with me is my lawyer or consultants. Again, I don't have a lawyer or a consultant. In the end, they allowed me to have a note taker. Refused to let me record the call. And so the process, when I say dismissed, I think it's thoroughly dismissed. And again, I've done it your way. But still, how can I effectively tell this story if they won't even allow a video call to happen? You know, that call with regional director got done Monday. Hung up the phone. I looked at the guy who came as a note taker. And the first thing out of his mouth was, she just checked the box. That's all she did. She checked the box. It had to get done. You know, and just so through this process, I have tried. I have tried to do everything laid out through the agency way. I don't necessarily agree with the manual. I think the manual oversteps its bounds. But even doing it within the manual, the agency is overstepping their bounds. I don't know why. But oftentimes, these large wetlands, as you can see in this example, and this example is their example, the one that was provided to me, these large wetlands are undersized. And the net result of that is there is extra easement summary acres to unfairly burden the land that oftentimes does not show the signatures. A regional director talks about, in one of my rejection letters, she brought up U.S. versus MAST and quoted a sentence in that letter. I reviewed U.S. versus Mass. That sentence is not in there. They could not show me where that sentence was on the call Monday. I asked how many times, because in U.S. versus Mass, it talks about the need for hydric soils as a wetland identifier. I said, on the 135 wetland spots on my contract, how many has the agency checked for hydric soil? Her response was, we have 5,000 contracts and 70 appeals. We can't get that done. I appreciate that, but they've had the contract for 60 years. I'm sorry, there's been a chance to do that work. So with that, there's a lot of people here.
That was fantastic. Thank you for that. And it fits nicely with what Scott presented to us in real life out on his field. And so before I call on some others, just a couple of thoughts that come to my mind as we move forward. Has anyone experienced a successful appeal? That's one question I want to ask. What you'd consider successful. I'll skip that one for now. Has anyone else been able to get agency work? So Ryan, you begged, they agreed. That'll be another question I'll have is, has anybody been successful in getting agency work product? With regard to recording a call, by the way, I'm going to look to all the lawyers to correct me when I say this, but I'm pretty sure in most states, and I'm certain in North Dakota, you only need the permission of one party to record a call. That's your right. And remember, even the government is there to defend your rights. It's not us versus them. They are us. They are us. Even though they don't act like us, they are us. And that's what we're trying to reset. So I don't, somebody can correct that record the call thing, but just so you know, I wouldn't have asked permission. Okay. The default question really always it comes back to me. What always comes back to me is, why is the default always to be against the citizen? I've never understood that about the federal government. They always default against the citizen as though you're the enemy. So those are just a few of my thoughts, having listened to Ryan. Gary, you've got, I noticed, I'm looking at some of the work product we have in front of us. I think I'll go to you next because you do have some, you have a story to tell as well with some good illustrations.
Yes, thank you. First of all, I want to say thank you, Senators, and thank you, Doug, and thank you, Ms. Shipwith, for coming up here and listening to our concerns. And I'll try to get this done in under 5 minutes, but I used to think that weather was the number one reason for the loss of production on my farm. We had the drought in the 80s, the excess moisture in the 90s, and hail can strip your crop in 10 minutes. But, year after year, and what is the constant on my farm is the effects of these fish and wildlife easements. And now I'm pretty certain that this is the number one loss of production on my farm. But anyway, I have two handouts in front of you guys, and I sent a few around. Let's look at this first one. It says Gary Beck on the top. And we have been through two appeals so far, and we have 8 contracts that encumber our farm, which cover about a third of our land. And both of them have been through the local office, and one has been through the Denver office. And the first one I want to look at is this one that says 80 acres on the front of it here. And they got a tale of two stories here, kind of, and it's they're the same but different, I'll say.
We're going to pick up more of this conversation, the roundtable from Devil's Lake today. Senator Kevin Cramer hosting the director of the Fish and Wildlife Service in the United States, in North Dakota, here in Devil's Lake. Hearing, this is really pretty extraordinary when you think about it. I mean, to be able to have this one-on-one conversation with the director and get to the bottom of it with real stories. These are real farmers. Pretty amazing. More of it when we come back, brought to you in part today by our friends in beautiful Tioga. Do you know the average yearly household income is over $73,000? Supports about 140 area businesses. new businesses all the time, a lot going on, great education. Find out more at TiogaMD.org.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Back to the phones. Here's Luke from Red Trenchless in Bismarck. Hey, Luke, how do folks know that a sewer or water line might be going bad?
Hey, that's a good question. So a lot of times you can tell if your sewer line is going bad. Your toilets, you know, you'll get a funny smell coming out of there. Your septic tank may be backed up. And that's one key factor in that. Water line, you might lose pressure. You might not have the pressure you used to have. And that's where we come in. We can inspect it, see what's going on down there, and find a solution for it.
Inspect it, then repair or replace before you spend the big bucks.
That's right. Pretty painless to do. You won't have subsurface damage like you would if you were going to come in there and dig up your driveway, dig up your grass, rip up your sprinklers, your private underground utilities. Basically, you dig two holes, one at the start, one at the exit. You know, all the stuff in between there, you won't even tell we were there.
Find out more at reddrilling.com with two Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404, 204-0404.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you want a president who defines his job as spending hours a day watching TV and zapping people on social media, he's your man. Denying, distracting, and demeaning works great if you're trying to entertain or inflame. But in a real crisis, it collapses like a house of cards.
Let me ask you something here. Should Bill Clinton be talking about what people do in their downtime in the Oval Office? Is that something that...
Ouch. Yeah.
I'm not sure he should be going there. I don't know. Call me crazy. But you got old Bill. He was there last night. So there you go. Just in case you didn't get enough of last night's horrifically unentertaining Democratic National Convention, there you go. And to be fair, I don't know how anybody can have a rah-rah, way-to-go rally that's, you know, on Zoom. Get a band, you know, I guess they do. They have Buffalo Springfield, don't they? Singing some very strange songs. A lot of energy there. Anyway, Wednesday edition of What's On Your Mind brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA. We took the What's On Your Mind studios on the road in PetroServe USA today in Valley City and Swedish meatballs or lasagna for special. That's right. How about, are you ready? Cheeseburger casserole. 12th Avenue and I-29, Fargo location. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Swedish meatballs today. And they'll surprise you with the chef's choice in Harwood today. 4 for $4 at all their locations, of course, means the pizza, the 2 cookies, the 20-ounce drink, all yours for $4. 4 items for $4, best lunch, best price. And, of course, fill up with unleaded 88, and you'll find no lower price to fill your pump than at PetroServe USA location. Simple as that. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA. All right, the final segment of this hour and more of the roundtable from Lake Region State College in Devil's Lake today. Senator Kevin Cramer, Senator Hoeven. Senator Hoeven's here now as well. Commissioner Goring, listening to the stories of farmers that are fascinating, of the battles they've had with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And fortunately for them, they're looking, you know, in the whites of the eyes of Director Skipwith of the Fish and Wildlife Service here today to address these issues. So let's pick back up on this conversation.
5 days in order to get a response, to look at all of the information. And we know that we're going to get a lot of them. So we need to have adequate amount of time to do the evaluation, to ask the question.
This is Director Skipwith herself now.
And I will say that I apologize. It's unfortunate that it took that long for you to have that video teleconference. That is not the way that we want the process to work.
I never did.
Oh. So I apologize for that too. And anyone is available to get legal representation, but the whole point is to create an administrative process where we're not burdening a person where they're going to have to go out to get a lawyer, because that eats into your pockets, that eats into your livelihood, and that's not what we want to do. And we want to be transparent throughout this process and give you an answer so you know that where our position is. So these are coming before me, so I'm not going at this time going to comment on any specific cases, because they need to go through the process, and we're working with our lawyers. I'm working with our solicitors in every single one that comes before me, so I don't want to predetermine anything. But I appreciate the information that is given to me, and there will be questions and hard questions when it comes to the service and what and how we're handling this and what we're doing to be responsive.
While you have the floor, I want to ask this question back to Ryan's point. Is the agency work product off limits to the landowners? Is that, and if so, why is that one of these folklore traditions that becomes policy? Was there a rule promulgated? Did Congress pass that? Was that their intent? Was that the landowner would never be able to see the work product? Do you know what the legal standing for that is?
This is the first time that I've heard that. So all I can say is I will have to go back and ask. Because if it isn't, then it should become available. But if there is something, if there's a rule or some policy, I need to find that out. But at this time, I don't know.
Great. Okay. Thanks. All right. Let's see. Where should we turn that? Craig Hedlund, how about you? So we have some state legislators over here. Appreciate all of you being here. They're all producers, and they all do farming for a living.
and we're grateful to all of them for being here. So Craig Hedlund is one of the three. Obviously, Greg Westland, who, full disclosure, is also my wife's cousin, has no bearing on his being here other than he farms in the area. And Dennis Johnson, who does a lot of combine up and down the middle of the country and harvesting. So we're grateful to you all for being here. But Craig, you have, I know you live in the heart of all of this.
Thank you, Senator Kramer. Senator Hovind, nice to see you. Thank you for coming. Director Skipwith, I appreciate your time here with us today. I just received my maps, and I was frankly quite surprised when I opened up, and this is what I saw. This is three-quarters of land. And I think there's no less. I didn't count them up. I tried. I think there was 28 on this quarter alone. But imagine, in 1974, when this easement was signed, the difference between what was production agriculture then and what we face.
More coming up. Devil's Lake today.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
For years, Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.